Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Norm at Night, coming to you again live from Bowie, Maryland. Second time on the premium thing. I hope you're all calling in. 347-945-6713 is still the premium call-in number. Tonight, we're talking about scandal. We're going to talk about Penn State a little bit and Joe Paterno and whether or not his storied career is going to go out in disgrace. What are your thoughts on it? What did Joe know? Could Joe possibly not have known? What did Joe allow to go on? What kind of bad habits did Joe Paterno allow to creep into that program? It's a question we all want answered, a question we all need answered. Should the president go? Should Joe Paterno go? Should everybody go? Should he be allowed out on the field tomorrow to practice? Should he be allowed out Saturday against Nebraska? I think it's Nebraska they're playing. My favorite paternal quote was always, seek excellence. Winning will come. Well, it doesn't feel too excellent right now. What are your thoughts? 347-945-6713. Let's see if anybody's in the chat room. Hey, the Colts here. When you get a chance, Colt, connect up. We're talking Paterno and Penn State. The larger topic of college sports and money. We can connect right up to the Kane train if you like. Sex, that's all we seem to talk about now. I don't know the answer. 347-945-6713 is the number. I got 50 lines open. We're closing in on 51,000 for whatever reason. I guess it's got to be attributed to the change in time, but we haven't been getting a lot of archive listens to Norm at Night. And I'm really sad about that. I want you all to come. 347-945-6713. Still the call-in number. I got one more. Come to the chat room. Sandusky, man. I don't know. I don't want to sit in judgment. But how can they take advantage of a kid? A kid! A little boy! Or a little girl. It doesn't really make any difference. How can you do that? Is there any justification whatsoever? Does anybody know anything about Jerry Sandusky? I mean, Joe Paterno. The only reason that I didn't involve my... I thought he was beyond the rod of sport. You know, Beaver Stadium. I always got a kick out of that. Not, maybe it was aptly named. Who knows? And those plain old white half shirts they used to wear, you know, the linebackers' abs would show, you know, either the plain white on the road or the blue. Nothing fancy about them. They're probably $10 a piece. Then you got those clowns at Maryland in their uniforms. But at least there's no reports of coaches rolling around on the floor in a locker room. You know, first, and Paterno, I mean, he's old school. I guess I'm making a, almost making a excuse for him. But, you know, a story as I heard it, the graduate student came in and told him about it. And he went to see the athletic director and said, they were just horsing around. You know, just locker room horseplay. Wow. Locker room horseplay, Joe. I don't know. What a shame. 50 years of coaching, and now it's going to go down the toilet. President of the university. He's done. The athletic director's done. I don't even remember what that other guy did. They've all been arrested, for God's sake. Now the people start coming out of the woodwork. I've been molested. Oh, and maybe they were. That's just the worst part of this whole thing. You know, I can remember being in those locker rooms and people making jokes about soap on a rope and all that other kind of stuff. This is no joke. No joke whatsoever. What a mess. Come on, I need some other opinions on this. 347-945-6713, or come on into the chat room. It's just me and the cult right now. The cult will be on, and we'll give this. We'll give you some conversation on this whole issue. But before he calls in, you get a 347-945-6713. If you don't want to talk about Joe Paterno, we can talk about the King Train. I mean, this guy's a clown. And should it matter? You know, he pinched a woman on the ass. She said no. Okay, he didn't rape her. Should we even be talking about this? can't believe I'm finding myself defending Herman Cain. The guy is a buffoon. He is an absolute buffoon. Does anybody know his Godfather's Pizza is still in business? 347-945-6713. Let me put it out to my tweet world. Is Godfather's Pizza still in business? Maybe somebody will know the answer. What's going on Facebook? Not much. Not much at all. 347-945-6713. That's the number. Oh, I'm looking at some Facebook pictures here. Old students. The last school I was at. Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah, Norman Knight, I'm still unemployed. Well, I closed all of Facebook. That was a pretty dumb thing to do. Maybe I can get some... what do you think about Joe Paterno? I'm putting it out on Facebook now and Twitter. See if anybody gives me a tweet. Oh, God. There's some people... they really pontificate out on Twitter. I might be one of them. Hey, Jeff41627, what do you think about Joe Paterno? You can write it here and I'll relay it, or you can give us a call, 347-945-6713. I got nobody on the line, nobody to talk to. I just seem to be going around in circles. Anybody see the Herman Cain press conference today? That was another Daily Bar. The board of directors of Penn State canceled Joe Paterno's usual Tuesday press conference, so I'm not sure that bodes very well for the old Italian. The one thing, and anytime I talk about Joe Paterno, I always point this out. Oh, I got a call coming in. Go ahead, you're with us, Colt.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I don't know. My hero is going down the tubes.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know yet.
He's got to.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. There's no evidence that he was protecting Sandusky at that point. So, you know.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything. He had an eyewitness. He went and told the athletics that they were horsing around.
Yeah. Which is probably what Sandusky told him, you know. But, you know, on the other hand, you see...
And it may have been true.
Yeah. But, you know, on the other hand, let's face it, you see a 60-year-old man and an 11-year-old boy in a shower together, and the 60-year-old man is... You know, I mean, it's just the image is enough.
A lot of things
were
not right. Right, a lot of things went on in those shower rooms when I was a kid, but there were never any grown-ups in there.
Yeah, exactly. And the other is, he's a coach. He doesn't need a freaking shower. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I never saw a coach take a shower. Never. So, you know, I mean, not to laugh about it, but it's just a little bit of a stretch to say that all of this was normal, and it's just not normal, you know, so.
Well, and it's always little boys.
Yeah, well,
any better if it was little girls.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, too. I mean, just in terms of covering things up, you know, it was, I think, in last week's news or the week before, where the Boy Scouts actually documented all the reports that they've ever had of, you know, molesting and things like that. And they have a database of like 5,000 names of people, former, you know, whatever, scoutmasters. And none of that has ever been turned to the police. I mean, these
you
are apparently,
know, you know.
Cases they investigated and maybe found that they determined that nothing happened, or they settled on their own. You see, that's what we don't know, you know.
And how about the cane train?
Oh, that crazy! that's getting, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, it's
out of control.
Yeah, when you settle with people, you know, especially the one case, and then obviously something happened, and a lot of people were at that one dinner where there was a lot of alcohol involved. And they witnessed it. So you do have eyewitnesses.
You mean the one, this latest lady?
No, the latest, this one is just her word, you know.
Right, but they had to be someplace.
Right, but
they
remember,
went out and they got in his car and they were going to drive somewhere.
Right.
And turned in the back alley or something.
And she had a hotel room which allegedly he upgraded to a suite. Now, I don't know if there's any evidence of that, you know. But, no, the only one that has any credibility is the one woman who received a year's severance pay. And, of course,
received severance settlements.
I was only aware of one that actually got, I mean, like $35,000 to
$40,000. One got $45,000 and one got $35,000.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's another. Okay. So in those cases, you know, like I say, one originated and there were eyewitnesses, but these were remarks that were made. So it was all verbal. Wow. Now, people do get drunk and say stupid things. And I think that probably did happen. You know, whether he remembers it or not.
Now there's a different standard. Oh, man. And the thing that he can't remember any of it.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know. Well, if he was loaded, I suppose he couldn't, but. Other people do remember. They saw it, they heard it, so, hey. So I don't think we can slide on that one. The others, you know, that's because it involved groping and he was forcing her head to his crotch. I mean, you know, that type. That's different.
Well, that's what
you know.
Yeah.
About that.
Come on, everybody. 347-945-6713. Look, I'm sorry now. You got to watch a little advertisement before you get through to Norm at Night, but I'm unemployed.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh.
There was a big ad for Shell Oil underneath your page.
Well, click on those.
Oh, was I supposed to? Because it was all about green energy and blah, 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 blah.
Well, whatever.
You know.
click anything that moves on my page.
Okay. When I get, I'm outside right now, so.
Oh, don't worry about it. Now, I mean, I got 17 cents for September.
Oh, good God. You're a media mogul.
Yeah, for some reason, my numbers have collapsed.
Oh, huh. Oh,
I've only gone up, I only had about 500 listens during October.
Hmm. Well, that's...
Remember, beginning of October, I went over 50,000.
Yeah.
And now I'm at 50,560 or something.
Hmm. Well, yeah, well, I don't know if people... People can they automate the download, and now they have to switch their times, you know?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Well, I don't know. You can put a... You have a website of any kind?
No, no.
You should.
Oh, I don't know. I have had...
Then
you can put a
Norm Ed Knight button on it.
Right, right. Well, I've had... various, like, blog pages and
do you
gallery.
Have any active blog?
I don't have anything active now other than Facebook. That's it, you know.
I don't think you can do anything with Facebook.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I know I could, like, you know, embed your show on my page, you know. That would be, you know, could get some listeners, hard to say. Oh, I know some.
Yeah, well, but the basis of my listeners have always been from my Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
I used to direct advertise it to them, but now they tell me I don't have to, that they all just get it now.
Mm-hmm.
You must see something.
Yeah, I get alerts, but I generally... You know, I know what time you're on, and I have a link to your page. That, you know, I just click it at 6 o'clock or thereabouts, or whenever you're on, you know. So, but, yeah, I hope Paterno, you know, is exonerated, and, you know, we'll see how that goes. The other guy, Sandusky, looks guilty as hell to me, so, I mean, but that's... Just what we know so
well. What I'm interested in, he was going to be the heir apparent, and Joe wouldn't quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he told Sandusky he was never going to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if these allegations had anything to do with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hard to say. And then we have the parents who, you know, well, I don't know that they really responded correctly. You know what I mean? But the kids themselves didn't want any attention, you know? That was the other. But from what I understand, one of the assaults, and we should call them assaults, was particularly bad. You know, involving anal penetration or that sort of thing. And I don't know, I mean, why you wouldn't report that. That's like, you know. But I can understand the kid being, you know, doesn't want to talk about it, nothing, you know, just let me forget about it, you know.
Well, these were essentially invisible children, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I'm sure this will be, well, obviously we'll know more as time goes on here, but, you know, but it has the same potential and impact as all of the things in the Catholic Church and Boy Scouts. And
yeah, it's always us Catholics. Paterno's as Catholic as they come.
Yeah.
And I always was amazed by him because He wasn't in the phys ed department. He was a tenured English professor.
Yeah.
The Woody Hayes was the same way, except he was history.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make coaches like that anymore.
Yeah, really. Well, from what I understand, Sandusky was like the heart of the defense. He was writing all the plays and all, you know, and he, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no question about
it. You know, so he was a significant figure, you know, on the team. So, but I don't know.
Okay, from the New York Times, Penn State said to be planning Paterno exit. From the New York Times, Joe Paterno's tenure as coach of the Penn State football team will soon be over. Perhaps within days or weeks. In the wake of a sexual abuse scandal that has implicated university officials, according to two people briefed on conversations. The Board of Trustees has yet to determine the precise timing of Mr. Paterno's exit, but it is clear that the man who has more victories than any other coach at football's top level and who made Penn State a prestigious national brand will not coach another season. I don't think he was going to coach another season anyway.
In light of this, you know, getting on the field and thinking that things are going to be normal, obviously that can't be anymore, you know.
Had coached the Penn State football team at age 84. Paterno is expected to leave the program soon in the wake of a sex abuse scandal that has implicated two university officials. The university's top leaders are discussing Paterno's exit now. He could be gone by the end of the week.
This is Jason Stallman.
But what we know right now for sure is that Paterno will not be back next season to coach Penn State. Paterno has been engulfed by this scandal that exploded on campus over the weekend. His longtime assistant, Jerry Sandusky, was charged with sexually abusing as many as 8 boys over the course of 15 years. And the Attorney General's Office in Pennsylvania and state police claim that Paterno and other university officials were aware of some of this abuse, but did nothing to report it or pursue it in a meaningful way.
Those officials and administrators to whom it was reported did not report that incident to law enforcement or to any child protective agency.
Much of the case focuses on an incident in 2002 when a graduate assistant coach on Paterno's staff told him about something he had seen in the shower room in the football building and involved Sandusky and perhaps sexually abusing a young boy. Paterno reported it to his superior, the athletic director, and as far as we know, he did nothing more. In the wake of all of this, the student body, many alumni, and the public at large seem extremely disturbed that Paterno did not pursue this incident in any other way. So after a legendary career that spanned nearly 50 years, the storyline of Joe Paterno's career at Penn State appears to have encountered a very unlikely and shocking twist.
Poor Joe. He's 84. Come on, somebody call in 347-945-6713. What do you think of Joe Paterno?
Well, you know, I hate to see a guy like that go down like this because, it's like you've had this incredible career and you've done all these great things and it's like over, it's like everything you did before is stopped and now this is all they think about.
Exactly. Hey, do you know, is Godfather's Pizza still in business?
I'm not sure. you know, it was never like one of the really good ones, you know.
Oh, I know. You can't say that, though.
Oh, well. I don't know. It came out after the Mario Puzo books and the movies, you know. So it was, you know, it was a gimmick. You know, they never had a great product.
I guess it still is in business. Okay, here's one. Here's one. Did Herman Cain turn around Godfather's Pizza? Let's see here. I mean, pizza is Cain's biggest selling point. He says his track record running Godfather's Pizza, a chain that once billed itself as the cure for the pizza emergency, shows he had the ability to run the country. The 620-store chain was on the brink of bankruptcy when he arrived, and he turned it around with common sense business principles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, PolitiFact examination of Godfather's, based on interview with industry and analysis and company officials, shows that Cain is largely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Cain changed that by going bankrupt by uniting the franchises, overhauling the chain's advertising, and getting his team focused on its core mission, pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. Something I would follow or invest in, you know. Now I wish to hell I had bought Domino's Pizza a couple years ago. Now that is an incredible turnaround story. But do you know how that happened?
I don't think the whole verdict's in yet on Domino's.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, they had a fairly successful campaign saying our pizza used to suck and we're going to make it better, blah blah blah, but the core of the business is that they expanded overseas and mostly in Mexico, Central America, and now of course they're in Asia, Europe, whatever. So now half of their business is not in the United States. And that's where all the money's coming from.
Mexico.
Mexico is one. That was the first country. They just absolutely invaded, opened franchises everywhere. And they're selling these. I mean, they're all over the place. An incredible expansion, but not in the United States. But that's true for most American companies now. The growth there's no growth here. The growth is elsewhere.
My nephew runs a Domino's Pizza in not Severna Park. Glen Burnie. If you live in Glen Burnie, order Domino's. This is a shameless plug for Domino's Pizza in Glen Burnie.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, for me, Domino's was like, you know, that was like the cheap pizza. It was nothing special, but the price was right. You know, that was about it.
Well, I had some Domino's. We had some Domino's, in fact, last week, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried that new artisan pizza.
Uh-huh.
It tasted all right, but, oh, man. I don't know if it was the pizza or some other, or if I was getting sick before I ate it, but I had 2 days, and then I went out and had a few beers Thursday night. And,
oh man.
Huh?
You know, I rarely eat pizza anymore. for me, it's like almost instant heartburn. I just,
yeah,
I don't understand it, but it's a problem. So I just don't eat it anymore. Although any other Italian food, lasagna, I love it. It's no problem at all.
Huh.
I don't know how you can figure it out, but you know. Could be,
I bet Joe Paterno's got some heartburn.
Oh yeah, you know. Yeah, I can't imagine what the guy's going through right now. That's you know.
They can't let him coach Saturday.
Right. That's pretty much I think a done deal, you know.
What are they're 8-1, so what are there, 3 games left?
Yeah. But
they're going to get a bowl. But now they can win the national championship this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you never know what might happen. I mean, you know, certainly.
Yeah, I think he was. They haven't had a special year in quite a while, and I think he was waiting for a special year to leave it to his son.
Yeah. Right.
That ain't happening now.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, I hope he's exonerated, but we'll see what happens, you know. At this point, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of unknowns, and, you know, I'm certainly not making any judgments, you know. That's, there will, you know, there will be whatever happens, an investigation either by the university or by the police, whichever.
Oh, Jesus, they ever arrested him?
Oh, no. I don't.
That would just be awful. See him take the perp walk.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I don't see where he's guilty of a crime, you know.
Why is the athletic director guilty of a crime?
Well, I'm not sure if he is. You know, the only
they arrested him.
Well, okay. So what's he charged with? Because these laws are different in various states. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I know there's the basic law in every state when a kid's getting abused. If you're a school official, you know about it, and you don't report it to the police, it's some kind of felony.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that. I'm trying to think what the laws are here in California.
It is different in every state, but they all meet those conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you got to have a meeting in the start, I know teachers. You know, when you have a meeting and they give you all the details, but in school, it's usually bruises that you're supposed to be for.
Well, one thing I can tell you out here is that if you're in any supervisory or managerial position at a private or public company, and if some sort of abuse or harassment goes on and you don't act on that is to report it to your next higher official or intervene or whatever action that you're required to take,
mm-hmm.
should that, you know, become a law case, whatever, and let's say it's proven that you didn't, you know, respond properly, you are personally liable.
Right, now they're trying to do that.
Yeah, that person can sue you.
Right, and now they're trying to extend that to bullying because of what happened to that kid in Williamsville, New York.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that, yeah. So they have to, teachers have to intervene in cases of when bullying is known, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I mean, you're supposed to protect the kids. The kids should be able to go to school with no harassment, you know. I don't have a problem with that. No.
The fact remains, you got to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, you get. I mean,
and you may get the pee pounded out of you, but that will only happen once.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody knows you're going to pound them in the face, and they're going to have to beat the pee out of you, and then bad things are going to happen to them for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever happens to them for tormenting you, but if they beat you up.
Right. But if you don't say anything or whatever, you know, then it just keeps happening, you know.
Well, you got to fight back.
Well, of course. But
why isn't that apparent to people anymore?
I don't think people are trained, you know, for the most part.
Nobody told me to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't know what, you know, the environment is like when kids are raised and that, and I tend to think it's not not anything close to the way we were raised. Okay.
Yeah, well, and plus, to complicate things, I had a big mouth, and people would punch me for that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in grade school, I can't, nearly every teacher I had hit me at least once, you know.
Oh, the teacher, I'm not even thinking about that.
That was the way they worked, you know.
Did you go to public grade school, or did you go to St. Bart's?
No, I went to PS 82, but then even when I went to for religious instruction at McLeod and Mary, well, they were whacking me over there, too, except they used rulers, pointers. They were all, you know.
Well, wait
you know.
A minute. You went all the way over to 82 from Northumberland?
No. At that time, I lived close to 82.
Oh.
But we moved later, and then I went to Kensington. We were still in the Kensington district. So,
right.
Yeah,
you
my younger
brother. Right at the edge of it.
Yeah, my younger brothers and sisters went to St. Bart.
Oh, okay. Did your brothers go to Kensington or to Seneca?
Let's see. Kenny went to Burgard. I think Barry went to Kensington. I think Gary went. I don't know what school Gary went to. He didn't go to school for very long. Linda went to Kensington. Let me think.
How are they all?
Mike went to McKinley. Yeah. You know, because remember, we had all those vocational schools, you know.
Right.
Way back.
Why did Kenny go to Burgard? Was that the auto mechanic school?
Yeah. He was into cars. So,
okay.
You know.
Well, no, I knew he was, and I remembered that about Burgard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, at that time, they were still set up for, you know, after high school, you went to work, and, you know.
Right, there were jobs.
Yeah, right, back when there were jobs like that. But
right.
So, but it is interesting how many of the, some of the things like machinist jobs and there were a number of other things, welders and what have you. And there's a shortage. Because I was just looking at a report today that showed the number of openings has been steadily increasing all year long. And there's like 3.2 million job openings right now.
For what?
For whatever they are, I don't know. But I understand there are a lot of technical jobs, and so apparently, you know, it could be that they're more sophisticated than they used to be.
Okay, 347-945-6713. You can join in the conversation with us because, you know, it won't be long before, you know, like you mentioned, welders.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be long before computers will do welding.
Oh, well, they do on automobiles already, but...
Wait, what's the noise?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? You're butting in on Norm at Night. Who are you? Okay, that was strange.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, still nobody in the chat window.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this topic is, the topic you chose is, I don't know. With some
Why
people, it could inspire some real, you know, emotional response.
Why are there,
well,
you know, I got a bunch of Facebook messages or whatever you call them about it.
Yeah.
When I put out the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I was going to get more calls.
Well, yeah, you did seem to get a lot of response about Occupy Wall Street.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You know, I had a good time. You know what I might do next week? That might really be fun. Make sure everything's all charged up and go down to Occupy DC and do the show live.
Oh, you know, I only caught this briefly, so I don't know much about it. But apparently there's a plan to march from Wall Street to Washington.
Ah!
Yeah, I thought, well, that's at least they're, you know, targeting the right people. Not
you know,
that Wall Street doesn't deserve its blame or credit, but...
On this job issue, there may be jobs, but they don't pay enough money to live on.
Well, yeah, but but being unemployed doesn't pay anything to live on.
I know, I guess. I'm just very disappointed in this. Oh, there's now on my TV, they're putting them in, they're putting Sandusky in the police car.
Oh,
I always get a kick out of how they push your head down.
Well, yeah, because in the old days, they would purposely bang your head on the door. And these days, they prevent that, yeah.
But anyway, we got about 12 minutes left.
Oh, well, let's see. Politically, you've got a couple of elections going on.
Yeah, are there any
Ohio and Mississippi?
Ohio?
Now, Mississippi is the personhood.
Right.
Apparently,
their
it's an amendment.
Could be closed. Is there any results in?
I've got Rachel on now, but I haven't seen any numbers.
We had a city election today. I went and voted.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was just reading one of the signs. This one woman had a sign. There are no jobs in my uterus.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
That had to be in Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah. And no personhood for eggs.
No jobs in my uterus.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, but, yeah, apparently the polls that have been taken in Ohio highly favor repealing... the labor laws or the restrictions on collective bargaining.
Yeah, I don't believe it till I see it, though.
Yeah, but it looked like 60-40 on the poll. So, you know, if those are, you know, even a little bit accurate, then, you know,
uh-huh.
What's in case I can forget about it.
Are they recalling that governor in Wisconsin today, too?
No, they can't do that till next year. He has to be in at least a year, and he won't have a year till next year. So apparently they're going to try to whack him first thing in January. We'll see what happens with that one.
Let's see, is that Scott Brown? Yeah, that's Scott Brown in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one should be interesting. I mean, that on top of everything else, good God. Now we've got, in our area, our legislature cannot pass any taxes whatsoever without a supermajority, which they can't get, of course. And so the only way the Democrats can raise taxes is to try and float a proposition. But it was originally going to happen in January, but they thought that the Republicans would come out and the Democrats wouldn't, since, that's when, in June, they have the primary. So there's no reason for the Democrats to show up, but there's every reason for the Republicans to show up. So they've moved the date now to November, thinking he'll have a better chance because the Obama people will be there. And, myself, I oppose the taxes, of course. So,
you know what? You can't have services without taxes.
Right, but we have excess, waste. They need to live within, you collect so much in revenue, that's what you got to spend. That's it, You can't keep borrowing and you can't keep taxing. And my registration for my car is what, $279 a year.
Really? Wow. That much?
That's how much it costs.
Mine, that's for 2 years.
Yeah, well.
And in Maryland, in Maryland, you cannot. The one thing Governor Ehrlich really did well was computerized vehicle registrations and driver's licenses.
Oh, okay. See, now that
Now in Maryland, you cannot go down to a motor vehicle office and renew your registration.
Oh, yeah. All right.
To do it by mail.
Yeah, if you were to do it, you'd be in a line with 100 people,
Well, no, those lines are all gone.
Well, see, they still allow it here.
It saved the state millions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they didn't lay off the people. They didn't lay off the people that worked in the MBA offices. They just don't hire new ones.
Yeah. So, I think California, has got to, they have to improve their credit rating. We have the lowest credit rating in the country. So, that should tell you something.
That's true. Well, the problem will be if any state goes bankrupt, the feds will just take it over.
Yeah, well, of course, there's no provision for a state bankruptcy. So it's an unknown. Nobody knows what the hell would happen there. Yeah, I'm assuming a federal judge would take over and administrate, the entire thing. But, but who knows? Like I say, it's unknown territory. We've never been there before. So it's not like municipalities, because they can go bankrupt. we have, there were three areas. They raised the income tax, they raised the sales tax, and they raised the vehicle registration fee, which actually is considered a tax. So you know, in all three cases, you know, I'm going to be affected. And see, all of this, it was all supposed to be temporary. So we had it for like 5 years. And now they want to make it another 5 years. So what happened to temporary? You know, see, 5 years ago you were going to raise these taxes and we were going to solve the problem, our debt and our overspending. And you didn't do it, okay? So that's why the people passed propositions preventing them from raising taxes without the supermajority. So now they can't do that. So now they're going to the people to get this. Well, I can tell you that, you know, just with our unemployment rate is still over 12%.
In California?
Right, we're second highest. I think Nevada is higher. And so, yeah, you're asking, you know, a population with over 12% unemployment to voluntarily raise all their taxes. You know, come on. That's absurd, you know. And they're going to throw in another tobacco tax, another buck a pack or whatever. You know, another scam, that's all that stuff is, you know.
You still smoke?
Yep. I know, I should give it up. I've tried numerous times, you know.
It's the hardest thing I ever did.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I mean, but, you know, actually our cigarettes here are like half the price.
Too bad Jerry Sandusky, is his name Jerry? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, well, I know New York is in the range of like $10 a pack.
I wish Coach Sandusky had given up little boys.
Oh, well, yeah, that would be, or never started, you know.
Well.
But see, here's the thing, you know, with him, you know, I mean, nobody knows about his personal history, but I don't think he just started doing this when he had the access at the Second Mile, the program
yes.
for kids. You know, it's
well,
more
you know,
than
it's really interesting to put a little perspective on this whole thing. I don't know if you've seen Ken Burns' Prohibition.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like that. That was quite good.
Oh, man, it was amazing. But the thing in there that stunned me until well into the 20th century, the age of consent for girls and boys was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just astounding.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yes, Prohibition was really good.
Yeah, there was one thing I thought was interesting, that they knew Prohibition would never pass because the government at that time collected a huge portion of its revenue from taxes on alcohol. So they had to come up with a substitute. And that substitute was the income tax. So now, as long as the government was still getting its money, they said, go ahead, you know, Prohibition's fine. Until they lost total control over the alcohol trade. So eventually Prohibition was repealed, but it wasn't like they were going to let go of the income tax afterwards. They never did that. But that's the nature of government or the state. You know, the state just keeps eating.
Well, let's talk about the nature of government next week, because we got about 50 seconds left.
Off the topic,
I guess. So, you got any last comments about Joe Paterno?
No, other than I hope things work out, and I hope that he is, vindicated or cleared of any wrongdoing.
And what about Herman Cain?
Herman Cain, I don't even think he's a legitimate candidate, you know.
All right, well, we're going to...
AFL organization, you know.
All right. Well, we're going out of here the last 10 seconds with some bad habits.
Okay, very good.
See you next week.